This is But You're Wrong, episode 30. I'm Keith Bordella. We have for you this week some audio that we resurrected from, I guess you could say, birthing process of But You're Wrong. All this was recorded the initial weekend that we actually really started recording up in Quincy, Massachusetts. All this was recorded before episode 1. Shooting the shit with chat. The first thing that you're going to hear was recorded the night before, and that's my telling of the story of actually seeing the Avengers in the theater and all the people in the movie theater that ruined the experience for me. So we talk about that first. It's about 10 minutes, and then we go into what we were originally planning as the second episode. We actually don't talk about the Avengers as much as we talked about some of the other movies we've talked about, like Prometheus or Dark Knight Rises. We go off topic and talk about a bunch of other stuff, but we do mention a couple major spoilers in the movie. So if you haven't seen Avengers, which most of the people in the world have because it's made like a zillion dollars. But if you haven't, don't listen to this right now because, as I said, there's at least one major spoiler. And a couple quick reminders for you guys. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourwrong. Twitter, @BYWpodcast. You can check out my book, Work in Progress, which is available for the Amazon Kindle. And my collection of short stories, which is a little bit cheaper if you're on a budget, called Not My Problem. And if you're listening to us and you're liking what you hear, let us know. Rate us on iTunes. Tell other people about it. You can tweet about it. #BYW. And we'll see you on Saturday with a new episode that includes 50% more Greg.
Now, Keith.
So, Greg.
We went to see The Avengers last night.
Yes.
And I thought it was excellent. You told me that we had a couple people hooting and hollering during the movie, but it wasn't that bad.
Where were you?
Revere.
There was one woman that thought that the part. I was like, we should probably do a spoilers, even though by the time I actually get around to posting this, most people on the planet will have seen it.
Yeah.
If you haven't, fuck you and pause this and go watch and come back. The part where Hulk slams Loki around, she thought that was the funniest fucking thing in the world. And even 5 minutes after, I kept hearing her go, it's funny. It's a good scene.
It is funny.
But it's not that funny.
Well, not 5 minutes later.
So you're talking about how I was saying that I had a very terrible viewing experience.
You had a bad viewing experience, and I was kind of curious as to what that was.
So where I am in Pennsylvania, they do a thing at the movie theater out there called Stimulus Tuesday. It should actually
Does it involve Viagra.
It should really be called Stimulus like the economy.
I get it. It's a joke.
It should really be called White Trash Tuesday.
Oh, all right.
Because it's you get matinee ticket prices up to like $5.30, and then you can get a decent sized bag of popcorn, like the just like a regular lunch bag size, like around.
Is this in that weird little theater right near your house?
No.
Okay.
No, not that one. It's like the one we saw it in. It's a little bit smaller.
Okay.
The theaters aren't quite as big, but it's got the stadium seating, still pretty new. But you can get like that popcorn for like $1.50, like a regular show at $1.50.
It's life in the big city.
We go, we get our tickets, we get our popcorn, get our drinks, go in. It's kind of full, but there's some seats in, a couple rows in. Not counting that section literally right in front of the screen. And then there's that aisle.
Right.
That front row that's right in, basically like your feet would be in the aisle.
Yep.
And then up the stairs behind there. So we go a couple rows back in the middle. And it's okay. Right behind us, though, there's two guys who do that thing where they sit three seats apart because they don't want to look gay.
I do that.
Well, no,
so
we do one seat.
We do one.
You might do one seat. I mean, but if it's kind of crowded, you'll go
right
next to each other. But if you got the room, you go one seat. They literally went like three seats and put all their shit between them. And if you want to see the movie that way, fine. But
The one guy had clearly seen it before, and the other one hadn't. So in the movie, he's going, watch this. And when they say his favorite lines, he then repeats his favorite lines in the movie.
He repeats it like right after it happens?
Right after they say it, he repeats it. I don't care for it.
So
but,
this was going on the entire movie?
Yes. But that's not really the part that bothered me. Because before the movie starts, in between the trailers, a family walks in. Dad and mom, who look like hippies, tie-dyed shirts, and the parents, one of their parents, guy with a nice little walker, and the grandmom, and two kids. One had to be at least two, the other one was probably five.
Oh, so well-behaved, I assume. Because why would you bring a kid to a movie theater?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, all right, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Guess who's Ro that decided to sit it? Not with the two-year-old thinking, oh, you know, he might get scared at some point. You know, he might shit himself because obviously they have a diaper bag and he's not potty trained yet. He's only two.
Maybe the old man in the locker is going to shit himself.
Exactly. So instead of sitting in that row that is adjacent to the aisle, right in front there, they sit in our row. And the dad's carrying the two-year-old. Now, where does he sit?
Next to you.
Two seats over. And I'm worried about the kids. But before the kids start to bother me, the dad bothers me. Because as they do the trailers, this is what I hear. That looks good! And then the next one comes out. I think it was Brave, that new like Pixar
yeah,
DreamWorks
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, the effects in that look really good.
It's a computer. It's all computer generated. It's all effects.
And already I know I'm going to kill this man at some point. If he doesn't leave. So this continues through the trailers, him doing his comments to the dad, it sounds like, who's on the other end of the aisle.
So he's yelling to the old man?
Yes. So granted, he might talk to the old man, but if you figured you were going to talk to the old man, why don't you just sit next to each other?
Because he's an asshole.
And then the kid kind of starts to squirm. And he's like, no, you have to sit in my lap. You have to shh, shh, shh. And then the movie starts. And I'm going, I hope this works. I hope this works. And then the movie starts and the kids start talking about what they're seeing on the screen. All right, they're not too loud. What's louder is the dad going, shh, shh. I try and stay calm.
Well, it's a good thing it's a short film.
Yeah.
2.5 hours?
So, all right, fine.
What was the mother doing all this through all this time?
She didn't say anything for a while. But she does play a role in a minute. The kid starts squirming. He wants to stand up. So the dad lets him stand up. He wants to walk past the dad into the empty space between the two of us. And he's going, no, you have to stay over here. No, you have to stay over here. No, you have to stay over here. Try to stay calm. And then the other kid starts talking. And he's like, who's that? Now, I think the seating order was dad with the two-year-old, mom, and then the five-year-old.
Yeah.
And the five-year-old's trying to talk to the dad. But they're trying to yell over the mom. Because the mom has no idea what the fuck is going on in the movie. So the dad's trying to talk to the other kid over it. Meanwhile, the two-year-old's still trying to cross over into the little no-man's land between the two of us. And the dad won't let him. So he starts to cry.
And I'm sure instead
this
of
is at like the
leaving
half,
them there.
This is like at the half-hour mark. So he tries to quiet down. The kid's quiet down one. Goes back and forth a couple times. So finally the dad takes the kid out. And I think, okay, you know, that's good. Tries to bring the kid back in about 10 minutes later. As soon as the kid walks into the theater with him, kid starts crying again. Kid apparently just doesn't like a good movie.
Fun?
Yeah. Kid does not like to see superheroes. So the dad takes the kid again and leaves. Now, the mom's phone starts ringing. I shouldn't say it was ringing. It was a beeping from a text message. So she takes out her phone and starts texting back. Goes back and forth a couple times. Never turns off the ringer, though. So it goes off multiple times. And then the five-year-old starts going, where's brother? Where's brother?
Are they Amish? You are in PA, right?
Apparently, though, that's a new popular thing. My girlfriend has seen it with kids that she teaches and, like, families that she knows.
Huh.
That instead of brothers calling each other by name, they go, where's brother? Where's brother? So the kid is going...
This is popular?
Yes.
Among modern society?
Apparently. It might just be in Pennsylvania, so I can't say.
God, I
sure.
hope so.
But the kid's going, where's brother? Where's brother? Where's brother? He says it 3 times before the mom goes, Dad, I had to take him out. Where's father? They had to go out. They had to go out, and because he was crying, some time goes by. Where's brother? I almost punched the kid. I was so pissed off. But in my head, retelling the story, I think of it like Thor talking to Loki, and he's going, where's brother? Where's brother? And it makes it a little bit more interesting, but it's still, I was so infuriated by their talking, but I would say an hour and 15 minutes into it, they finally shut up, all the phones were off, they didn't cause any more problems.
Now, did the father and the other miserable kid come back?
At the very end of the movie, and the father was crying because he was the one that really wanted to see the Avengers movie. He was the one that you could tell really wanted to see it.
He was crying.
Pretty much. He wasn't bawling, but he was at that point where he's going, no, every time I tried to bring him in, he just started crying. I'm sorry. Because the wife was giving him shit about it. And she obviously didn't care because she spent half the movie texting on her phone.
I wonder why the kids turned out to be fucking retards.
Those kids are going to kill somebody at some point in their
probably.
Lives.
Hey, well, you know, if there's any good thing out of this, it's probably the parents.
That's true.
So, all right, we were able to enjoy the rest of the movie in relative silence. Except for the nerds behind us who kept quoting their favorite lines.
Yeah, but you do that.
Not in the movie theater. Not in the movie theater. I'll walk in and I'll quote Big Lebowski to you, but I'm not going to do it during a viewing of it. Well, I will if it's here and we're drunk. But if it's at a movie theater ever. But everything goes well. And then at the end, when they're rolling the credits, we see shadow puppets go up on the screen. And their two hands trying to fight each other. And then they start to form a heart. And we're going, what the fuck is this? Who does this? And I don't want to look back.
Well, you don't want to encourage.
But Rachel looks back, and she goes, it's two girls. And I go, at what point do they go, let's go see the Avengers? And then during the credits, and it's not the credits where you're seeing, like, Cap's shield. It's the credits that are the normal credits where it's black and white text. So unless many names are on the screen, you can't tell it's a heart. Like, there's just not enough contrast to see it. But then they start trying to take a picture. And they keep using the flash. And they must do this at least 10 times. And then it stops. And then they do it again. And they start doing the heart, trying to take a picture of it. And I think that's when Rachel finally had enough. And she really loud, she just goes, stop using the flash.
Why? It's amazing that there's such, like, a large number of idiots that can congregate in one area.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the low prices get all the white trash from the area altogether, but...
But yeah, when we were seeing it the other time, there were still the people that were talking. There was somebody way in the back that was talking quite a bit towards the end. Did you hear them?
Yeah.
This is part of the reason I don't go to the movies anymore. Like, I rarely go because it's not worth the stress. I want to be able to actually enjoy a movie. And just all these idiots talking and making comments, I can't deal with it.
Yeah, but sometimes movies are better with large groups. Like, I feel like I saw Cabin in the Woods, and
sometimes.
If the movie theater was empty, it wouldn't have been as good as it just packed full of people.
Yeah, when I went to Cabin in the Woods, me and Mr. Jones went to see it in Braintree. And there was about, I would say, 10 people in this theater. There was a couple old people. There was this really tall black guy that we work with. And he was with some white girl with a big ass. Yeah, no, there wasn't that many people in the theater, so it wasn't as enjoyable.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I mean, sometimes that is true, but then sometimes you get an experience like mine where you're just like, I really wish... There were less people.
Well, it also depends on the
on the caliber of the people. Like, but I think sometimes the way in which you watch a movie can completely affect how you view it later on. Like how you review it.
I agree.
No. No,
that's what's
about,
happening.
I said about comics.
Oh. We're recording a podcast about the podcast.
No, it's about...
Which is,
it got real meta real fast.
Which is about the YouTube video that we posted about our blog.
That's really just highlights of our Twitter feed.
Right. We're very connected with the world. You know?
Sounds terrible.
No, it's going to be big.
You're not going to be able to get away from us. We're going to have an app, too.
Yeah, there's going to be an app, but only for Blackberries. Because we want it to work as poorly as possible.
But then we don't have to...
We want everything to take forever to load, so that you just get really pissed off because we're not going to create any content for it, actually.
Right, and it's only available on the T-Mobile App Store. You have to have a BlackBerry with T-Mobile. We're going for a very high demographic.
Sounds fantastic. How much is $4 or $5 to download?
The dog really wants to just sit right by the microphone.
It's like Dan Harold's here, the heavy breathing right in front of the microphone.
It's like fucking Tony Soprano's hanging out.
Carmel.
Talks like he's got marbles.
Carmel, what are you doing?
What was that?
I'm from New Jersey and I got marbles in my mouth.
See, that's the thing. He does talk like he's got marbles in his mouth.
But that is a terrible
impression.
But
that's just not a good accent.
You sound like you're trying to do a Sean Connery
impression. It does.
I talk with marbles in my mouth. Show them my now jokes.
If Sean Connery met Tony Soprano, that's what it would be. They made coitus.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? It's a lot of man right
there.
I'm
trying to get it out of my head right now. It's just beard and fat.
So it's just a lot of heavy breathing and screaming, you're the man now, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Terrible toupees.
Well, I was telling him last night that he never had hair, really, during any of the Bonds. It was a toupee.
Toupees, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, from Doctor No on, Sean Connery wore a toupee.
And I guess just got severely worse as his career went on. Yeah.
For the most part, it was very unnoticeable.
Until Diamonds Are Forever.
Until you get to that point and you're like, shouldn't they be getting better? I don't know. It was...
But then he just said, fuck it, and stopped wearing it when he did movies besides Bond.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hunt for the Red October.
Where he was
made
a Russian
other movies.
With his accent.
That was the only film that I remember.
In
Dragonheart.
I gotta give Hunt for Red October credit because they were just like, you know what, fuck it. They're not gonna do Russian accents. Everybody just talks normal.
And Tim Curry kind of did.
Yeah, some people had the fake Russian accent, but I was just like, eh. Well, I mean, Connery's not, dude. What the fuck should I do? Exactly like the mentality on set.
They were like, we keep talking to Mr. Connery, trying to get him to do it. And he says, okay, but he never does it.
He's just like, no, I'm doing a short, I'm doing a German accent right now. Like, oh. Sometimes he says, we paid for a voice guy. Why? He's like, no, I went, this is the outcome of the accent.
I'm doing German, even though the movie's Russian.
He's like, I took 3 months of this.
I haven't seen Dragonheart in a while.
I ever saw Dragonheart.
Oh, it's very good. He wears the toupee as the dragon.
Now, is it actually good? Because I forget. Like,
no,
I saw it when
good.
I was
young. Oh, that's where he is the voice of the dragon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget who's the fucking slayer.
I don't know.
I forget. It's some dude that's famous.
Is it the black kid from Finding Forrester?
No. No.
You just want to keep bringing that movie up.
I forgot that movie existed until just recently.
You should put it back on the It Doesn't Exist.
Probably,
yeah. Is it really dumb that I get that movie confused with Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yeah.
Because I just think of Richard Dreyfuss bashing the kid on the head with the football helmet.
It's fucking Dennis Quaid.
Quaid is
the guy in Dragonheart.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. It'd be better if it was Randy Quaid.
I was going to say, it'd be a lot better if it was the fucking
and,
crazy one.
And Pete Postlethwaite.
What happened to Randy Quaid? What he's been up to? Is he still on the run?
I think he may still be on the run.
No, that's... Oh, right.
Yes, that is Randy Quaid.
I think Dennis is still doing movies. Shitty movies, but he's still doing them.
I think he's still saying. I'm not sure.
He went to Canada. And, oh, you know what? That reminds me. I remember Dog the Bounty Hunter came out, and he's just like... You want me to find Randy Quaid? I'll find Randy Quaid. I'm not even joking. You find that man.
Wow.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I saw a picture of him at the beach. It wasn't looking good.
No, he looks awful at his wife with her saggy-ass motherfucking titties.
Those things are massive. They're like two trash barrels.
Right, but her stomach almost comes out the length of the poop.
It's like three tits.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They're probably K's.
K's?
Yeah. They gotta be. They're like 17 pounds each.
They got the fucking Golden Gate Bridge cable underneath them. Yeah. In the underwater.
She has to bring a two-wheeler with her if she goes out.
They've got their own Segway scooter.
Many, many supportive things. It's like the bra, but then there's like 14 other things that hold them up.
Can you imagine the gun?
Oh, awful. There's like sticks that like she attaches them to her stomach and they just go vertical up. Yeah, it's like an overhang of a building. Like, we need those extra support levels.
It's, no, she just puts, when they want to have sex, she just puts a jack under there and then just starts cranking it to lift it up.
Oh,
accurate.
Wow.
So the Avengers, huh?
the Avengers. That was an excellent picture.
And you were almost naysaying.
It wasn't so much that I was naysaying, it was that it was getting a little too much hype.
I agree. The first trailer that came out, I was like, oh my god, I don't know how fucking far you gotta shove this shit down my throat. I get it, it's coming out, I'll go see it.
Well, the first few things you saw of it, it didn't look that great.
No.
The
first teaser trailer was terrible.
I will go see this because it's the Avengers, but
I
wasn't
so
really...
at this point.
I wasn't, right.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really excited for it. And then it comes out and everyone's like, it's awesome. So now it goes from me thinking it's not going to be good, and now it's fucking amazing. And I'm like, all right, I just got to temper my expectation a little bit.
For the longest time, the only reason I was actually interested in seeing it was because it was done by Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
Josh Whedon was honestly the only thing that made me go, I really want to see that. It's going to be good. Because none of the clips that they released were good. Although that's smart, though, because they saved the best parts for the actual movie, and they didn't blow their load in the trailer.
Right, exactly, because even in the trailer, like, you see that big fucking thing come around the building, and you're like, I really hope this isn't the only action sequence of the film.
Yeah, I didn't watch, like, every clip, so I don't know. Did they ever show Thor's hammer hitting Cap's shield? I don't think they did. I never saw
it. I don't remember.
Which seems like the kind of shitty decision somebody would make to put that in the trailer.
Oh, to make you think, like, oh, there's turmoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you could do that, but, like, that's kind of a big moment.
Right.
For comic book fans to have Thor's hammer hitting his shield. But I'm glad they didn't put that in there. There's no point.
I thought everything was well-balanced, and to be completely honest, fucking Captain America is my least favorite character
in
the group.
he's such a douche. He really comes
out. You know what? Dude, he is the fucking Cyclops of the Avengers.
No,
that's not fair. That's not fair. He's not Cyclops. Cyclops is a total cock. I liked him in this. I liked Captain America.
My least favorite Captain America part, though, was where they rip his mask off, just because Chris Evans is just like, I'm not getting enough FaceTime. Like, can you just rip my mask off?
The way we were talking about it after I saw it, and I think the whole problem is that Captain America is not an overly interesting character.
Right.
And the way I said it was, he's got, like, this righteousness, like Batman, like this ridiculous, like, moral standpoint, but he doesn't really have the background for it, and he just does.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Superman, where it's just like, well, that's just the way he is, and it's like, I'm sorry, but that's really not that interesting.
Well, and he has a huge hard-on for America, but he doesn't know anything that's happened in the last 60 years.
Which
also
is
a problem.
I think his best story is origin story and the Man Out of Time story. You know, like, when he and they didn't really touch upon that much in the Avengers. There's a couple jokes, but I think they're probably going to save that for the next one. Because, like, in
the
comics...
The Captain America.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like in the comics, like, he goes to find Betty, and she's got, like, fucking, I think, Alzheimer's, and she can't remember who he is, and it's kind of fucking sad, and, like, people are dead, and he's like, I have no fucking friends.
everyone's dead. Yeah. And it's like, it makes him more interesting of a character, because it kind of like brings him down a level a little bit, and he's just like, he's really a fish out of water.
Well, he was supposed to have a scene, Joshua Whedon wrote a scene where he talks to Betty. Is it Betty? I don't think it's Betty.
No, fucking Hulk's Betty. Betsy?
Whatever.
Betsy
Whatever
Ross? Name is.
Betsy Ross.
For Betsy Ross.
So it's like, that flag was just so fucking nice. But where's Anne Frank? I don't know.
Anne Frank?
I bet he'd know her.
Again, World War II, though. I mean, it's close. It's closer than Betsy Ross.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the... But he wrote a scene where he meets whatever her name is.
Yeah.
But they had to cut it. What was with the chick towards the end, that the blonde like diner waitress... Who keeps showing up in, like, all the montages of
the
New Yorkers.
The final battle there?
Yeah.
She's just like, Captain America,
yeah,
save me.
Oh,
like, she totally went home and just fucking rubbed her clit to Captain America.
Wow.
You don't think so?
Peggy, by the way. Peggy.
Peggy.
Okay. You don't think
Peggy.
She did?
What I was trying to figure out is if she was supposed to be, like, Peggy's daughter or something.
Actually,
like that.
No. In the last scene of Captain America, when he wakes up and that nurse walks in,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Hey, you woke up. It's 1952." That's Peggy's daughter.
I think it's much
later. Oh, really?
Yeah, because in the comics, he bangs her, which is really weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like, Peggy's dead, but I'll fuck her daughter, because it's kind of the same thing.
And then in the comics, Sharon Carter... Is it Sharon Carter?
I
think Sharon Carter. She shows up, and it's somebody that... Her grandmother, I think, knew Captain America in World War II.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, I grew up to all these stories about Captain America, and then they end up fucking...
Well, he also fucks Black Widow. Captain America, I think, was just like, I'm frozen, I'm out, I'm gonna bang anything that moves.
I don't know, Captain.
You know what?
When does Captain America fuck
I think
Black
it,
Widow?
In the Ultimate Avengers storyline.
Oh, okay.
You know what it probably is? He was frozen for 70 years. I bet
Blue balls.
I bet he's sterile now.
Oh, shit.
Probably.
He's probably Sarah, so he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go nuts. There's
right.
no consequences.
So, the super soldier formula doesn't work on sperm?
I don't think so.
You know what would be
it
cool,
keeps
though?
Him
if
alive,
it did,
but it just... Yeah.
If he, like, they just lock him up and they make him stud. They just put him out to pasture at some point, and, like, that's how they get their fucking
out
super...
To pasture?
Yeah. Like, a fucking, like a fucking horse. They can't duplicate the serum because you saw what
so
happened to Hawk.
They just have
so they lock him
all the time.
Up in a room and just make him bang broads and then pregnate them, and that's how they get their fucking... A shit ton of soldiers. I mean, it takes a few years, but they'll all be like super strong babies. Baby genius is three.
I was gonna say baby geniuses.
Well,
I don't know if that would be Avengers 3 baby geniuses.
I don't know if America is ready for that film.
I am.
Where we just watch
Captain
America just fuck women for the procreation of. Soldiers.
They almost already made it. Did you see the Avengers porno preview with Lex Steel as...
And Nick Fury?
As Nick Fury.
Yeah.
No, I watched the preview. It's kind of awesome. In my awesome, it's terrible. It's like...
Wait, I think I did watch it. Isn't like Spider-Man and Spider-Woman in it too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's like the extended Avengers. So like
they have spider sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. But instead of... He just shoots webs.
Yeah, probably. Just a web on her face.
It looks like they rented costumes from, like, some at my party and, like, just went to a warehouse and just fucked.
This Spider-Man costume just has the ties in the back.
Yes.
Just not up.
Well, our buddy Dan the other night we're at the bar and he starts searching for Batman porn. Because apparently...
He doesn't already have that saved on his phone.
Well, see, that's...
No, this is one that hasn't come out yet, so we have to download it.
It's like a legitimately well-produced porn, supposedly.
Yeah, the newest one... The costumes for it do look legitimately.
He had pictures of the costumes. It was on Ain't It Cool, apparently.
Well, I'll have to go and check it out. But the thing is, just like logistically in my head, there's a lot to those costumes. There's no sexy way those costumes are coming off.
Well...
She's like, can you hit the strap in the back? And then it's going to be like the fucking... you just take Batman and Robin, that opening montage scene with the ash jiggles as the fucking costume comes on, and then the front... Just play that backwards.
I don't want to see that again.
Well, that's what that porno's going to be. How are you taking clothes off? Is it just going to be him with the fucking cowl on and the cape?
I'm not really worried about
there's
it.
There's probably, honestly, there's probably like a trap door right around his cock that just falls down.
Oh, so it's like the backwards ass flap?
Probably.
The cock flap.
Cock flap.
I don't know.
I mean, how does he pee in there, honestly? Like, it's like the astronauts.
Well, they just pee in the suit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think he fucking pees in the suit? That's why he's so angry all the time. He's just sitting in his own feces and trying to cry.
which is weird. You think at some point he would go to Lucius Fox and be like, Lucius, I keep pissing myself. Can you make something like the astronauts have?
Or at least a fly?
Right. The simplest thing in the world. He's like, just go to YKK, fucking get a fly.
I want to see that movie with Morgan Freeman then doing the voiceover and being like, poor Batman. Always having a hard time being in the suits.
And that's why no one wants to spend time with him. He just smells like shit.
Smells like a bum.
Like, is that shit and booze?
Yeah. That's how he does his alter ego when he wants to go get information and he dresses as the...
Oh, the homeless guy?
The fucking homeless guy. Yeah.
Classic.
Nice coat.
You know what? You know what's funny? I looked that guy up. He's done other films. You know the nice coat guy?
Yeah.
The homeless bum? He is the Russian captain in X-Men First Class.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same fucking guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That was actually a decent movie, too.
That was a very good movie. I was actually hoping you were going to say that he...
Was in Hunt for Red October? I was really hoping that, too.
Well, when you said Russian, I started thinking Hunt for Red October, but at first I was hoping you were going to say... He's played homeless people in other movies as well. Oh, he's just been typecast as a bum.
He's like, what's his face from Family Matters? Like, he only plays cops.
Exactly.
I was really hoping that he'd be like, no, he really is homeless.
They just bring him in.
They just give him a hot meal.
He got to keep that coat. That was a part of the fucking... Yeah. You want a coat? 10 minutes.
But you're right. First Class was also very excellent. And I feel like when you get the group of superheroes together... Now, obviously, X-Men has to be the group.
Yeah.
But I feel like you... I don't know. I feel like it's a lot easier to do the single superhero and do an origin story and just kind of get people attached to that one character.
Right.
But having a good cast and... making you care about all the characters, that's very hard.
And that's why the Avengers worked, is because no one was heavy, like, for character build-up. Everyone was kind of equal on shit. Maybe except for Black Widow and Hawkeye, they were just kind of there, in a sense.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But Hawkeye especially, because Black Widow was at least in the Iron Man. She was in Iron Man 2. Right.
Yes.
So, yeah. Everybody was really upset, too, when Coulson died.
Yeah.
Because he's been in every
film, yeah.
And I think that...
although I don't think he's dead. I'm skeptical. I don't trust Nick Fury.
He's going to come back as a robot.
People are saying that he comes back as the Vision.
Really?
Yeah, because there's the part where Nick Fury says, I lost my one good eye, referring to Coulson, and people say that he's talking about his Vision. And then in one of the comics, I don't know
what between the lines, yeah. Chris.
In one of the comics, he says Vision is dating Scarlet Witch, and in the comic, she's a cellist. I think it might be the Ultimates.
Oh fuck! Right.
But
right,
she's
right.
A cellist, and they keep talking about the cellist. Cello player.
Yeah.
But there's that weird part where Nick Fury announces that he's down, and they go, "We'll send a medical team," and he just goes, "They're already here." And you gotta figure that Nick Fury was just like, yeah, these cards, Coulson was carrying them around, and this is his blood, so you guys have to band together and be the Avengers. It wouldn't be out of line for him to do some other sneaky shit and try to
save
Coulson.
Well, he is a slippery shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be cool. I'd like to see
the other thing that people were saying is the life model decoy.
Oh,
possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they never actually show Coulson taking the gun out of the locker.
Right.
They just show him going to the locker, and then... fucking Tony Stark references it earlier in the movie.
The other thing, too, is that would be interesting because, like, that would be such a fuck you to the heroes.
Yeah.
Because I guess they'd be like, fuck you. Like, yeah, we beat this shit, but do you have to kind of treat us like assholes, too?
Do you have to be such a dick about it?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, Avengers 2, are they just going to be like, yeah, let's fucking rally the troops and motherfucking do this again? Because they spent so much time, like, building the team in the first one, but yeah. That was the good... I felt like that was the good part of the movie.
Yeah.
Was getting everybody together as opposed to just everyone fighting together. Because, like, the fighting together can be kind of, like, watered down because it's just action sequence yeah. after action sequence. And then you're like, you know, whatever, it looks cool, but who gives a shit?
Well, so they're going to have to add more heroes in, too.
Yeah.
I think, similar to First Class, the assembling of the team was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue with First Class is that you get to a certain point and you realize that several of the team members are completely useless.
Yeah.
And you don't give a shit about them at all. Right. And you still only care about the main characters.
Yeah.
That is probably the only flaw. Like, what's her face? The one that flies the...
Oh, the one that turned to a bad guy?
Yeah, and she switches teams.
The one that's stripping when they find her? Yeah.
Yeah.
How... I mean, come on.
Well, you know what? She's just as fucking useless as Angel or Archangel.
Both. No, Archangel is useful because he has money.
Oh, okay.
That's about it. All right, and then...
That's a hell of a superpower.
It's Batman's superpower.
What's his face with the sonic voice? I can't think of his stupid
Banshee.
Name.
Oh, Banshee.
Honestly, he was probably more useful than any of the other ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Other, you know, obviously.
Yeah. He's the sonic weapon that actually caused all the mermaids and the whales to beach themselves.
What a callback. yeah.
This
except for he was such an ugly fucking ginger.
He was a hideous kid. But what can you do?
So, the one thing I did like in that movie, though, the best scene, I think, was when Magneto goes to Brazil or Argentina.
Oh, to find
and
those
he's in that,
the Nazi,
and he's in that
Nazi
bar.
Defects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was excellent. But then after that, nothing quite lived up to it. Although I did like how the, was it the Hellfire Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hellfire Club storms that facility that they're in and splits up the group into two. Like, was an interesting part of it.
I did like fucking Nightcrawler's dad just dropping people from, like, high up.
Yeah.
That was kind of badass.
He was a creep.
He was a total
Although Nightcrawler's
creep.
Kind of a creep, too, but...
And a little swishy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Becomes a priest.
Yeah. Mm.
But,
he's German.
So. He is. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. He's probably into shit sex. That's what they do.
Rightfully so.
Well, you know. Can't win them all.
If this thing ever becomes popular and people go back and listen to this, we're going to get a letter from Germany so fast.
You know what? If I have hate mail from anyone, I'll take it from the fucking Germans.
Yeah.
Although...
They hate everyone.
In my high school, there was a kid, a German exchange student, and he told us how much German chicks love anal.
I bet they do.
They go nuts for it. They prefer it to regular sex, apparently. Now, I don't know if he was just making this up or if this is true. I like to think it's true.
Do you have any, like, pie charts or, like, numbers? Was he crunching numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, like that...
He had a map and he was just moving people around on it.
He's like, in Czechoslovakia, they love the anal. The Sudetenland. He's just gonna move in on that.
Anyone who doesn't like anal, we put in a camp.
Wow.
Wow.
So what he's really doing is just taking over countries and instead of enslaving them, he's just fucking them in the ass.
Pretty much.
That's not what they've done in the past. Because I'm pretty sure that's what most of the 30s was about. Oh, you don't like us? Oh, we fuck you in the ass. The French got totally fucked in the ass. And they... I think they enjoyed it.
He doesn't fuck the gypsies, though. He just still kills them.
No. I wouldn't fuck a gypsy with you, a dick. They're gross.
Probably don't shower.
I guarantee they don't shower.
They're like living in hovels.
Do they have running water?
No. I don't know. No. You put your dick in a gypsy, you come out with it cursed. That happens.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with that.
No. It's a fact.
It's like, it'll be like thinner. It'll just start disappearing.
That's actually the purpose of thinner. Guy fucks a gypsy and his dick just slowly disappears. How did we get to
a German exchange student fucking people in the ass in Czechoslovakia from the Avengers? I have no fucking idea.
So Avengers 2, Electric Boogaloo,
will be the Avengers teaming up against said Nazi fucking Europe in the ass.
Yeah, but it's going to be the Destroyer, whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, I think they're obviously going to do Avengers Tower.
I'm not familiar.
So in the comics, instead of doing... Because they were in Tony Stark's mansion, originally. Since they started.
Right.
And then the mansion got destroyed because Scarlet Witch went crazy or something and just destroyed the whole thing. And then Tony Stark goes, well, I'll put everything in my skyscraper. And when they announced like their secret identities, I think everybody knew it was Avengers Tower, but for a while it was top secret.
Right.
But that's why at the end they have the shot of Stark Tower and everything's gone but the A.
Oh.
Although I didn't realize this at first, but I think when he's doing the blueprint at the end of the upper levels, there's something in there, and I'm assuming it's one of like the Quinjets. So he's figuring out how to store like a plane in his tower for the Avengers.
Kind of cool.
So,
see, I don't know much about the Avengers other than the Ultimate. I read a bunch of the Ultimate run, but the original, a lot of stuff I don't know.
I read a bit of it. I know, but I have gaps in there. But yeah. I know like the idea behind Avengers Tower and that shit. But I think that's what that's gonna end up being the second one, and they're probably going to team up on their own, separate from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm.
So
right.
they're gonna end up probably teaming up on their own and kind of throw Nick Fury and
Ant-Man needs to happen.
Yeah. So you can see him beat up his wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
He does. He gets drunk and beats up his wife. And then Captain America beats the piss out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
That was in the Ultimates, right?
Right.
Well, he does that in the
original
too.
Yeah.
But in the Ultimates, doesn't he attack her with a shitload of ants?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he put his helmet on and he had fucking ants attack her.
Because she wanted more child support or something like that.
Or she overcooked the pasta.
It's like, all time, time, motherfucker! Where's my ant helmet?
You want me to get the ant helmet?
I'll do it again. Karen! Karen!
Well, that,
what the fuck are you doing, Karen? That's what we had.
That happened around where we live, in the Quincy, Massachusetts area.
Some guy put an ant helmet on and attacked his
wife with
ants. I
don't remember this at all. Please refresh my memory.
I think I would have heard about
it
that.
It didn't go that far, but the woman
overcooked
the pasta. And
was this your house?
This was your ex-wife.
This wife, she's my ex. And like, he lost it on her, and she attacked him because...
Horseshit.
Yeah, and then he ended up killing her. But basically, it all stemmed from overcooked pasta. And
is this what your father brings up all the time?
No, he does. No. He will, and if my mom messes up the pasta, he'll make like some sort of comment. He'll be like, I remember that guy that killed his wife or something. Oh, my mom will bring it up, and she'll be like, oh, I better not mess up your father's, you know, chicken palm, or else he's going to murder me. I'm like, all right, bunch of maniacs.
The Avengers.
Such a wealth of information. So The Avengers is a really good movie.
Yeah.
You'll see it if we haven't ruined everything about it.